الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers, views of Madani Channel. Once again, we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the call to righteousness, neki ki daawat. Alhamdulillah azawajal, as the silsila is going, we are mashallah learning, you and I, we are learning so many beautiful madani pools from our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, from all the different aspects of sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, our buzurgan deen, about especially neki ki daawat. Today, inshallah, we'll be trying to cover up some different aspects also about neki ki daawat. First and foremost, let us hear the barakah and blessings of reciting salawat, durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As Shaykh Tariqat Amir alayhi sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razavi, Ziyai, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him a long life and good health, he mentioned in his famous book, Faizani Sunnat, the one who writes durood with my name in a book, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, angels will continue to seek istighfar, forgiveness for him, for as long as my name remains in it. In some stage of our life or daily, sometimes we are busy, something daily, sometimes the whole day, where we have to write the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, Muhammad, you write down sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam in full writing, not S-A-W. Or not sword in abbreviation. No, you write completely full sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal. For as long as this durood remains in that book, imagine, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, angels will make istighfar for us at the same time. And inshallah azza wa jal, barakah and blessings will be in our account all the time, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear sons, our pious ancestors, they would not miss any opportunity when conveying the call of righteousness, when giving neki ki dawat, when inviting people towards goodness, they never leave any opportunity. Even walking, whilst traveling, they would give neki ki dawat. They would convey the message of righteousness in every situation, in any opportunity they had. So, we also try to build up this, inculcate this into our lifestyle. Don't just leave that moment to pass by. Because on the day of Qiyamah, we're going to be accountable for all our companies, or those that accompanied us, or those that we accompanied, from a journey to another journey, from a place to another place, on a bus seat, on a plane, on a train. You try to give neki ki dawat. You don't leave the opportunity. Because subhanAllah azza wa jal, the more we increase the neki ki dawat, the more we try, the more inshallah so the message of the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, will be passed out. And the more people will come towards the oneness of Allah azza wa jalla, more people, the sinful person, we the sinful persons, more of us will get closer and closer towards the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if only we try to give neki ki dawat in each and every situation. For example, alhamdulillah, Shaykh Tariqat mentions in his book, The Call to Righteousness, he gives a beautiful example. That Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar, alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghafar, he has stated, I and Fasawi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-kawi, we are going to Sham, to Syria. When a person suddenly came into our court and said, after making salam, O Abu Yusuf, give me some advice. He, rahmatullahi, he wept and started calling him towards righteousness and said, oh brother, in tears. Frequent coming and going of days and nights means the passing of days and nights indicates that your body is weakening, your age is ending, and your death is fast approaching. Your body is weakening. Your age is ending, and your death is fast approaching. Oh my brother, you must not rest on your laurels. Do not rest on your back unless you have known for sure that you have made a good end. Never get heedless, because you do not know whether you would enter Jannah or Jahannam, and whether Allah is pleased with you because of His mercy and bounty, or is displeased with you because of your sins and your heedlessness. O feeble man, do not forget what you actually are. You were an impure droplet in the beginning, and you would be a rotten corpse in the end. Impure droplet in the beginning and be a rotten corpse in the end. If you are unable to realize the depth of my advice now, you would soon be buried in your graves, where you'd feel remorse, but in vain. Saying this, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, became silent and he began to weep. And then, overcome with emotion, that person who asked for advice, that young man, he also began to cry. The narrator goes on to say that both of them wept so much in the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that both of them passed out. And the narrator himself is also saying, being present there, I also started to cry. A poet says it, Mujhe sachi toba ki tawfiq de de. Mujhe sachi toba ki tawfiq de de. Pae tajdari haram ya ilahi, pae tajdari haram ya ilahi. Oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, bless me with sincere tawbah for the sake of your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. By Day Islam and Views of Madani Channel. This was the piety, ikhlas, sincerity of our awliya Allah, Buzugani Deen, when they used to give Neki Kidahud. And today we give Neki Kidahud only by lip service. Where's our emotion? Where's our feeling? What has happened to the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Days are coming and days are going. Nights are coming and nights are going. And this is a message that indicates your body is weakening. How do you feel? Every time the sun rises and the sun sets means we are one step closer towards the qabr. Means one day we are one more closer towards the end of our time. Don't take the normal day of the sunrise and the sunset as an ordinary day. It is a reminder. It's knocking at your door. Every time you look at the sunrise, you remember that one day, one step closer to the qabr, your body is weakening. Check yourself. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, I'm sure you are maybe sitting out there, you're watching this program. You know, one day he was powerful. You also had the youth. You also had the power. You could do when you were young. You could run fast. You could pick up heavily. You could do a lot of work. Every day became, every day the sun rise, the sun set. Every day we became weaker and weaker and weaker. And today look at our condition when we reach the old age. We don't have the power anymore. We don't have the power anymore. Your age is ending and your death is fast approaching. Once upon a time, how proudly we want to say that we were 21 years old. In the modern countries, the English countries like South Africa, like UK, like America, Australia, when you reach the age of 21, then they give you a key as a gift, a key. Yes, in gold or in silver. happy 21st birthday with a key. What does it mean? Oh, mothers out there. Oh, fathers out there. What does it mean when you give the key to the child? Freedom? Open the door of freedom for the dunya. Open the door of freedom for sin. Open the door of freedom towards movies. Open the door of freedom towards guna, towards sin. This is what the key means. Or maybe you have some other intention. You're giving them a key towards the key of Jannat. This is what the key. This is your intention. No, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel. Every day we get older. Every day the sun rises and the sun sets is one day and one moment closer towards our death. We are getting weak. Your age is ending. And death is fast approaching. No key will save you from death. No key will save you from the angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salatu salam, to take away your ruh. No key. So all this modern traditional lifestyle of the kuffar, don't inculcate this lifestyle. Inculcate the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. From day one, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave you as a ni'mah a child. Mold him while he's young. You can do. You can change. You can make mind. You can give shafqat. You can give love. But when they reach that age where you can't do anymore, you are powerless. They are heading towards maturity. They are becoming 21, 25. They are getting older by the day. You have no power to do. You do now. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar Rahmatullah is saying further, oh my brother, remember this message is not for that brother only. These Madani fools are for you and I have used Madani channel. What a nekiki dawat. What an infadi koshish. What a nekiki dawat. What a subhanallah invitation towards goodness. That they put the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala within the in-depths of the heart. They immediately show the khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Says, oh my brother, you must not rest on your laurels. Don't relax. Unless you've known for sure that you have a good end. Don't relax. Unless you have a good end. And who knows if we have a good end. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us a good end of views of Madani Channel. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us a good end. Allah tabarak grant us jet with iman. At the feet of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madinat al-Munawwara. In front of the Jali Mubarak of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In front of the, under the shadow of Gumbad-e-Khazra. That is a good end. May Allah grant us a place of burial in Jannat al-Baqi. May Allah grant us neighborhood of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. Mohabbat mein apni gumaya ilahi. Mohabbat mein apni gumaya ilahi. Na paahu mein apna pata ya ilahi. Na paahu mein apna pata ya ilahi. Tu apni vilayat ki khairat de de. Tu apni vilayat ki khairat de de. Mere ghaus ka aba sita ya ilahi. Mere ghaus ka aba sita ya ilahi. ilahi. Further, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, mentions, never get heedless because you do not know whether you will enter into Jannah or Jahannam. And whether Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is pleased with you because of His mercy and bounty, or Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is displeased with you because of your sins and heedlessness. O feeble man, do not forget what you actually are. You are an impure droplet. You are an impure droplet in the beginning. And in the end, you would be a rotten corpse. And my dear Islam and views of Madani channel. This is Neki Kidawat. And this is the difference between our Neki Kidawat and the Neki Kidawat of our pious. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Ibrahim bin Bashar, Rahmatullah, when he gave Neki Kidawat, he cried. And he gave Neki Kidawat with the physical body, with the lip, with the physical structure also, from the bottom of the heart, that immediately the person taking the advice, he also start crying. And not only that, they're crying, they are crying continuously. And they fall down unconscious. And our Neki Kidawat is only our lip service. And look at the Neki Kidawat of Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnah. Allah Tabarak will grant him a long life and good health. Allahu Akbar. When he gives Neki Kidawat, what a Neki Kidawat, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, at the same time he's sitting in Bab al-Madina Karachi, giving Neki Kidawat, and millions of lives have changed throughout the world. Even people haven't seen him physically. They haven't been in his company physically. Just listening to his bayan for so many years, only on cassette and CD. People have changed their lives. So many millions have changed their lives, only listening to his bayan on cassette and CD. And further, Ibrahim bin Bashar, rahmatullahi, is telling, views of Malinjal, it's for us. This message is not only for me, it's for us. It's for you. It's for every Ashik-e-Rasool, every lover of the beloved Rasool, alayhi salatu salam, oh view of Madani channel, take this Madani pool seriously. He says, oh feeble man, if you are unable to realize the depth of my advice now, oh views of Madani channel, if we are unable to realize the depth of this advice of Ibrahim bin Bashar, rahmatullahi, now then when will we do? Very soon, we will be buried in our qabr. And we will feel sorry. Oh yes, we will feel sorry. But our remorse will be in vain. It's a waste. Because do now. If you want to do, you do now. If you want to do Neki Kidawat, you do now. If you want to do Amr bin Ma'ruf, you do now. If you want to give invitation towards goodness, you do now. Because now, whilst you're breathing the ni'mah of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you still have the time. Because when the breath stops, when the clock stops, when the heartbeat stops, when you become motionless, when the ruh is taken out, when Malakul Maut alayhi salatu salam extracts the ruh, that's the end. Khalas. Finished. So views of Madani channel. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's special rahmat upon us. Allah's special mercy upon us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be like these great awliya Allah. That when they give Neki Kidawat, they really feel the fear of Allah. Alhamdulillah, the Dawat Islami is that movement which is striving throughout the world in almost 200 countries, bringing the people back towards the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Making them understand what is our maqsad, our purpose, and what is our need. Differentiating between need and purpose. Making us understand that very soon we have to leave the dunya. Making us understand the importance of Neki Kidawat, invitation towards goodness, call towards righteousness. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have the tools, and one of our tools is what you are doing at the moment, watching Madani channel. You, It's easy for you. Now it's easy for you. Before, maybe you find difficulty in research, you find difficulty in reading. Now don't read. Don't research. You try to read, you try to research. But if you are lazy, you just put on the channel. Put on Madani channel. Set up so many hours per day that I will watch Madani channel, and only Madani channel. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and hidayah to do neki ki dawat. Like Ibrahim bin Bashar. Rahmatullah alayhi. Allahu karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jao. Ae dawat islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahin bil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala. Sallu ala nabi.